You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for your time to shine with Julie Yeagerwalker. Live from Wings of Souls with Julie.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is your time to shine
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening and welcome to Your Time to Shine. Your Time to Shine is a radio show designed to help you explore your own divine gifts. Good evening, everyone. I hope you are well this evening. I am your host, Julie. Welcome to the show, Your Time to Shine, and A1R Psychic Radio and Moonstruck TV. Well, I have, over the past week or so, been thinking up different topics to talk about for the show, and this one came to me, and I stumbled upon it a little bit. I'm not really sure how to go about presenting it, but I think I have it all figured out and worked out now, so that's fantastic. So I want to talk just a little bit about angels and archangels, mostly archangels. Archangels and angels, they're all around us, and they are just waiting for us to call upon them so that they can help us. That is what they love to do. They love to help us. And we as little humans often forget to call upon them and help us ease the pain or ease our navigation through life, because we think we can do it all ourselves. We're just a little bit stubborn. So you just have to remember, when you're in a situation, you can always call upon an angel or an archangel, and they will be there in an instant. All you have to do is just think about, oh, I should call upon my angels or archangels, and boom, they are there and ready to help out. So what are the difference between angels and archangels? There's angel guides, and there's angels, and there's archangels. And angels have never been human. They have always been of the divine energy. Whereas your guardian angels, they are just above the angels, and they have been, some of them have been human, and archangels as well. Some of them have been human. A lot of them, though, have not. So I've been doing some research on the different archangels. I thought that there were only just a few out there. And what I'm finding is there are so many, many out there, and probably so many more that haven't even really been discovered. And so I just want to just briefly hit on a few of them that really hit meaning for me. The other thing about angels and archangels is they cannot intervene without us asking for them. So always think about that. If you're needing help or guidance, then go ahead and ask for the help, because they're right there ready to help us at any moment in time. Like I said, archangels, they are the masters who oversee all of the souls on life. They are pure, high vibrating energy, and they can be at more places than just one place at a time. So you don't need to feel like your request is maybe not as good as maybe somebody else's request. They can be at many places at the same time. That's the great thing about them, is that they're pure energy and they can be everywhere at once. For our human minds to comprehend that, it's a little bit hard to comprehend that, but they can. Let me see. So the first one I want to talk about, I have all these written down because I don't have them memorized. Archangel Ariel. This archangel is, it deals with healing and protecting the nature. So all living animals, living creatures, this archangel protects all of them. This archangel is also associated with personal strength, your inner personal strength. So anytime you're struggling with that, feel free to call upon Archangel Ariel, and they can come help. I'm going to try to not say him or her. A lot of the archangels don't represent one gender or another. So I'm going to just refer to them as they, just for the purpose of tonight's program. Raphael, this one I actually call upon. This archangel a lot. It's associated with green, the color green, and healing. And it's the healing of all living things. You can also call upon this archangel for self-healing, which I have done quite a few times. I've had some digestive problems in the past, and so I would call upon Archangel Raphael to help me with that. If I'm doing any kind of running people's bars, or I'm doing aura healing, or any other kind of energetic healing, I will also call in Archangel Raphael to use me as a channel for this healing. And it just makes that healing more powerful because I have the backing of the archangel. Archangel Michael, he is the one that I talk to a lot, believe it or not, that I associate with, and he is one of my guides, part of my team, and he's really kind of an all overseeing kind of archangel. Basically, he is associated with protection, but you can call upon him for anything, everyday tasks. If you are looking to try to find something, you can ask him to help you and guide you to find that particular item. I often will call upon him to protect my car while I'm at work, so that nobody breaks into it, nobody runs into it in the parking lot. So you can ask him for all kinds of things. You can also call upon him to protect your home, or protect you if you're having anxieties or fears. You can talk to him and ask him for protection for any of those items. You can ask him to clear your house, clear your space from any unwanted or negative energies. So there's lots of things. He can really help you with so many things. And he's one of the easiest archangels to hear. So a lot of times, if you're new to hearing archangels or calling upon archangels, Archangel Michael is actually the one that's probably going to show up first. Archangel Metatron, they are actually the overseer of children. So anything related to your child or anyone else's children, you can call in for the protection of Archangel Metatron. He helps you organize, they help you organize your priorities, and also help you release your past. So if you have anything that is still hanging on, that you just can't seem to shake, you can't seem to clear, call upon Archangel Metatron to help you with those clearings and releasing that past. It'll help a lot. This archangel will actually help you tap into your divine power and also help you in clearing your chakras. So again, lots of things that you can call on Archangel Metatron for. Archangel Gabrielle is associated with communication, new beginnings. Often will help writers and authors if you are writing a book. Also with teachers, this archangel will help with that as well. And this archangel will help you feel that unconditional love flowing from God that flows through you and into you. They can help you find that and feel that if you just call upon them. Archangel Muriel is archangel of peace and harmony and unconditional love and compassion. And this archangel watches over your emotional state. So if you're having problems with sadness, anxiety, depression, call upon Archangel Muriel to help you with that. And, find that you can gather strength from this archangel to help you with some of those items. Archangel Sandalphon, I always stumble over this one. This one will help you answer any of your prayers and also allow you to open up and receive anything, receive prayers, receive answers, receive unconditional love. Sandalphon will help you with all of that if you just bring them in and ask for the help and for the guidance. That's one that I actually haven't called upon very often, but it is one that I am actually going to put down in my little book of notes and be calling upon that archangel more to help me with receiving. You know, I've said before, as humans, we're really, really good at giving, but we're not as good at receiving. So this archangel is going to help you overcome that and help you be more open to any and all receiving. Archangel Azrael. This archangel I actually just called upon not too long ago. This archangel will help with the transitioning of one from physical life to the afterlife. And so I actually did call upon Archangel Raphael here about a week ago to help cross somebody over, someone very close to me. And they were able to do that immediately. And I felt better knowing that they had been helped and they had been crossed over. And so call upon Archangel Azrael if that happens, if you notice that. I just have a couple more here. Archangel Haniel awakens the spiritual psyche and abilities that you have. It helps with your clairvoyance and your inner strength. So this archangel will help you if you are starting to awaken to any of your spiritual tendencies. Call upon this archangel, and that's Haniel. And this archangel will help you with that. It will help you in opening up those abilities and coming to understand them a little bit better. And the last one that we're going to talk about tonight is Archangel Raziel. And this one is a really good one. I find very helpful. This archangel will help you with any blockages and help you tune in to be able to manifest your dreams and your divine creations. So again, this is one that I actually don't use very often, but I should use it a lot more because we all have blockages. We all have things that we stumble upon. And so this is a really good archangel to call upon to help you rid yourself of any of those blockages. It could actually be a blockage in your chakra. I know there's the other archangel that does the aligning of the chakras. But you could, if there's a blockage, you could also call upon Archangel Raziel. You could actually call upon both of them to help you release any of the blockages in your chakras that are causing you not to be able to move forward in your life, which is really important. So those are just some. There's many, many more. Some not as well known as others. And like I said, others that probably aren't even really discovered yet. But we know that they're out there. We know that they are there to help us and guide us. And they're just waiting to help and to answer any of our prayers and our needs. And I would like to just say that I did look on a couple of websites. I'd like to refer you to those. I found them very helpful. AskAngels.com was one, and ForeverConscious.com. You can find some of the different you can find some of the different things with the archangels and find more archangels that we haven't even discussed here tonight. But those are just a few that caught my eye, some of them that I've used, and hopefully that will help you in anything that you may need help with. If you have any questions, though, about any of the archangels that we've talked about tonight or any other ones, feel free to contact me over at the Facebook page at Your Time to Shine. And you can also contact me on my website at wingsofsoulswithjulie.com. So hopefully that was helpful for all of you tonight. Right now, we are going to go to the phones, and we have Melvina in Victoria, British Columbia. Good evening. Welcome to Your Time to Shine.
Hi, Julie. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay? Earlier, the fella couldn't.
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Thank you. Hello?
Oh, hi. Yes, I can hear you now.
Hi. Okay, good. There was a little break there. I'm sorry.
What can I help you with tonight?
Could use some direction in life. Lots of things going on with work, love, career, all that, family. Anything the guides can offer me or that you can offer me.
Okay. One moment. You're going to hear a little bit of silence here as I kind of tune into this. So I'll be right.
You want to
be right
back. Or anything? Okay.
No, I don't think so. Let me just see what they've got for you. Okay, so I'm getting a couple of things. I'm being told that you are going through a spiritual awakening right now. Just you talking to me this evening, I could feel it vibrating. So I'm getting the feeling this is
I realize that.
Okay. Is it pretty new to you? Because I feel like this is kind of a new thing. No?
No, it's okay. Not actually. I started practicing Reiki about 10 years ago.
Okay.
It's come to a new level, I guess you could say. I'm more aware of who I am and wondering maybe if that's the path I should be following. I have a small business running as a cleaner, janitor, and currently hiring people to do my work so that I can pursue something else.
Yes, I'm definitely getting that. As you were saying, your business, I'm getting no. So they're showing me that you're on the right path as far as getting people to help you so that you can pull yourself back away a little bit from that business. I think
I'm
it would be
I'm physically exhausted.
Yeah, I think this will be. Yeah, exactly. This will be a good business for you. It will be a good income for you, but it's definitely time for you to step away from that and start, you know, putting people in place that, that you trust and that can come up and help you, continue this business so that you can back away and do more. I am getting a big yes when it comes to spirituality and your Reiki. I feel like, though, that you're going to be doing more than just Reiki. Hang on just a minute.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, I'm getting that that you have a lot of psychic abilities and that there's going to be something coming through with that, that you're going to be able to take. So it's not real clear to me right now if that would be while you're doing Reiki, that you may be giving your customers or your clients advice or whatever that it's coming through.
Everyone I talk to.
Okay.
People
okay.
tell me their life stories and I have offers of solutions for them. I've been that way my yes. whole life.
Yes. So that is a very good indication of your psychic ability, because typically when you have people coming to you and they just want to it's been the same way with me too. Everybody wants to tell me their life story mm-hmm. and their problems. I mean, yep. random people on the street. So yes, know that that is your path mm-hmm. and you can even,
you know, you I feel can more attuned to that.
Yeah. Know that you can expand on that.
Okay.
Yeah. That you can expand on that piece of it. Now, I don't know that it's going to be.
Possibly tarot cards, oracle readings, that sort of thing.
I'm getting yes. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've had a bit of an addiction to them. I've always had cards laying around, but I've been learning. In the learning curve of the cards and the meanings of, and yeah, I've been pulled towards that over the last year.
Right. I see it more with oracle cards than I do with tarot. But that doesn't mean that you couldn't do both. Follow your heart.
I have them all.
Good. Yeah. I'm definitely getting that, you know, and sometimes, what would be, I don't know if you're already doing this or not, but pull a card for a client before they get on the table with you at Reiki, and then have them pull another one after they get off the table and see how it changes. Because through the Reiki and the energy healing, what they're going to get and receive is going to be completely different from the first card that they pull.
That is so resonating with me. Yeah.
To the last card that they pull.
Mm-hmm. I just got a body full of goosebumps when you said that. So totally, I get where you're going with that. Yes.
Yeah.
It's confirmation for me on the benefits that I'm giving back to the client as well.
Right. And I keep hearing the number 8. Is there a significance to that number for you?
It's the infinity sign. I do want a tattoo of that. Other than that, I can't think of.
Okay. Well, they keep repeating it. They keep showing this to me. So you might do a little bit of research on what that is beyond yes, it is infinity, the infinity sign, but it's beyond that. It could be that they're just saying, you know, if you were thinking about a tattoo, that would be a great thing to do. But I'm really getting a pull that maybe you need to go look at the numerology and look at the number 8 and see what meaning that is.
Okay. I do study numerology anyway, and my life path number is a 5, so it didn't come up, but I'll take a look, definitely.
Yeah, because there's something about a number 8.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, hang on. Let me see if there's anything else that's coming through for me here. So your love life came up, and they showed me an image of someone running through the grass in the spring barefoot, and they're throwing flowers up over their head. It was a really great, symbol. So just know with that, that you've got new beginnings, kind of like almost the spring fever kind of thing, coming your way when it comes to your love life. And, the old saying, everything is coming up roses or everything is coming up flowers. I see that things are going to be progressing for you. And that if someone hasn't already come into your life, there's going to be someone coming into your life that's going
to
give you that.
Started talking to somebody new. Yeah. And okay. I was just wondering if he could be trusted. So I guess yes.
Yeah, I'm getting yes. So you are asking if he can be trusted. So there's some past experiences that you've got going on right there that need to be blessed and cut and released from your life, because that's holding you back from having that free will, that giddiness, that throwing flowers in the air kind of thing.
Yeah.
So whatever that is, you need to be able to start working on that to heal it. If you aren't able to do that yourself, because you're a very strong healer, but if that's something that you're not able to do yourself, I implore you to reach out to someone who could help you, that could help you get beyond that, because sometimes someone else helping you or helping us, it has a bigger impact than us trying to do it ourselves, even though we are innate healers. So,
Yeah. Even the doctors need doctors.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, Melvina, we have come down to the end of our show. Was that?
Okay. I was just wondering, I'm wanting to move to a house really bad, and a friend of mine has offered to do that with me. I was wondering if that's going to pull through or not.
Why don't you contact me on Facebook, and I will finish this reading for you on that. Does that sound good?
You rock. Yes, that sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Awesome. Have a wonderful night. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much, Julia. I so appreciate your help.
You're so welcome. And that wraps up another week for us, everybody. Have a great week. Again, you can contact me on our Facebook page at Your Time to Shine and also wingsofsoulswithjulie.com. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Thursday.